That was the end of the Mishnah. That even a non-Yapur person, still when it comes Pesach by night, by the Seder, he has to eat Pahaseba. He has to eat lining down. We'll soon see what he has to eat and what is called Haseba. Itma. We learned in a Braisa. Matzah Tzorach Haseba. B'shash you eat a matzah by Leil Pesach to do the mitzvah Sechilas Matzah, you have to eat it Pahaseba. You have to be lying down when you're eating it. Ma'ashem tein moror ain't Tzorach Haseba. When we eat moror on Pesach by night, we do not have to eat it Pahaseba. So Ashbam says, matzah tzor chaseibah, kishoycho matzah shel mitzvah. When we eat the first kizayis matzah, shel mitzvah, leil harishoin ke b'nei choyrin, we eat it like b'nei choyrin, shu zeche legula. At that time we're doing something zeche legula, that we became free, therefore we have to show that we are free, we have to eat it lying down on the left side. Mashen kein moror ein tzor chaseibah, shu zeche liyavdus. That that we eat moror, that zeche liyavdus, that we are slavery. So a slave doesn't need becheres, doesn't need lying down. So if we eat tomorrow, it doesn't have to be vasebom, only the matzah. What about yain? What about when we drink the dalad kosois Pesach by night? Does it have to be vasebom or not? Yain zatmara itmar mishmei derav Nachman tzorach hasebom. One learning from Nachman was that yes, when you drink the dalad kosois, you have to do it vasebom. You have to be leaning on your left side. The Yitma Mishmeid Rav Nachman, and another learning was said over in the name of Rav Nachman, Ein Tzorach Haseba. No, you do not have to have Haseba. The Shash you're drinking, the Kaisers, Pesach by night, you do not have to drink them when you're lying down on the left side. So, Chorot Sestira. So, where it says, No, Vulei Pligi, there's no Machlekis. Ho Betarti Kosi Kamoi, Ho Betarti Kosi Basroi. There's a difference between the first two Kaisers we drink of the Dalat Kaisers and the last two Kaisers. There's a difference. One, the first two, we'll soon see which one. But one of these pairs need Haseba, and one of these pairs do not need Haseba. There's a chilek, there's a difference. So Gemara says two svaras. Amri lo, some say lahagisa, some say like this side. That vi amri lo lahagisa, and some say on the other side. There is a question, does the first two need Haseba, or does the last two need Haseba? But lechura only two needs, and two does not need. Now, with a svara both ways. Amri lo lahagisa, one way to say is on this side, say like this. That shrei kosi kamoi, the first two kaisis that we drink is boi haseba. It's one we make kiddush on, and then right when we say the hagodah, that has to be that one you have to drink by haseba. B'shas you drink it, you have to drink it lying down or leaning on your left side. Why? Tahash tohu to komas cholalo cheris, because this is the time when we start saying cheris, we start feeling cheris. This is the beginning of the Seder. We're just about saying the Haggadah now. And saying the Haggadah, we talk about the Inyan of Cheres. Therefore, we have to drink the first two Kaisers by Seber. The Rashbam had a little different Gersa. His Gersa was, Tehi Shosa Mishtoi B'Cheres. Hey, we're talking about Cheres. When we're drinking the first two Kaisers, we're saying over the Haggadah, saying the Haggadah talks about Cheres. So, to Rashbam, Uvagula, Shuaymer Haggadah. We are saying the Haggadah on the second Kais. Therefore, B'shas was saying that God that we're talking about, Cheres, of being free, is a svar you have to drink it also to show you like a king, you are free that night. Hashta Shamina Minor, the Yaba Kaisa Tzorah Haseba. This Maskana that we'll soon see is that all four Kaisas do need Haseba. Mora ain't Tzorah Haseba, but Mora does not need Haseba. Right? But the first svar is that the first two Kaisas need Haseba because at that time we're talking about Gula. So when we talk about Gula, you have to drink it there, Cheres. Mashenkein trei kosi basroi loy boy haseba, the Gemara says. But the second two, the last two cases we drink, you do not have to drink in basaiba. Why? Might the heavy. Because what happened already. Like Taisa says, might the heavy is shekfar omru gula. We already said the inyan gula. Lefnei hasuda, before the suda. Hey, the last two cases is that the birchas hamozin and the last case of halo. But we already said the hagodah before we had the suda. So Tzvi asked the question, and this svar is that what the last two cases do not need Haseba. Why? Because we already said the Haggadah, and that was the Inyan of Gula. So after the Suda, you don't have to have, after you said the Haggadah, you don't have to do Inyan of Gula anymore. For Tzvi says, we just said Matzah needs Haseba. For Tzvi, V'yafagav de Matzah Tzrich Haseba. We don't say a matzah. Let's say we already said the Haggadah, so we should not have to eat the matzah b'aseibah. And we say no. Even though we already said the Haggadah, still after that, when we wash and have the first size of matzah, you're supposed to eat the b'davka b'aseibah. So they then say, Shani Matzah, she ike suda, yaisim yain. His matzah, that's the ike suda, so that for sure you have to eat it, bahaseba. Mashenken yain is not the ike raseba, is not the ike suda, so the Svarta says, since we already said gula, you do not have to do it bahaseba. In other words, the suda by night should be done bahaseba. What is the ike suda? The ike meal is the bread, the matzah. Therefore, the matzah should be done bahaseba. The Yai Tosa says, B'yayin, heisav kvar b'shnei kaisas rishonim. Al dinya from yayin, you already drank the first two kaisas, so that's enough. Ma'ashen kein, for matzah, you didn't eat any matzah yet, so the first kazayis, you have to eat it by seba. So Tosa v'yoyid, she'ksuva b'atoira, the Pasuk says, zeich l'cheris, shloi hispek b'tzeikam l'hach mitzat sh'nigalu. The Pasuk says about matzah, that when we eat matzah, because the show we went out free, that we went out so fast, we do not have enough time to wait for the bread to become chametz even. So it's a simin that we're going out free. Even though really it looks like lechemoni is a poor man's bread, I'm not going to go into it. This really is the morale talks about this. That even though the matzah itself is lechemoni, it's a poor man's bread, but that is the simin of gula being free. Because a free person has himself. Mashenkin never means he's meshubah to somebody else. He has other people over him. A lechemoni shows a symbol of cheris, that you're only by yourself, you're a free person, you're not meshubah to somebody else. Right? But I call upon him, yesh lechol derech cheris. The matzah, since the Torah says, it's talking about derech gula, because it says that, b'seikam lehechmetz al shenigulu, they didn't have enough time, they went out so fast, the matzah should be eaten also derech cheris. Umar shetzorah chasei b'matzah, zek toisvis, haynok yeshim b'vorachin al achilas matzah v'afi koymin. The Torah learns, when do we have to eat the matzah b'seiba, lavda afkos throughout the whole meal? It's enough just the first kezayis we eat. That should be eaten by seiba, leaning down your left side. And then the last kezayis of matzah that we eat, the afikomen, should also be eaten, that seichel, korban pesach, should also be eaten leaning down on the left side. Yeah, so one side of the Gemara is that the first two kezayis need haseiba, and the last two does not need. For Yamrila, the Gemara says another lashon, another svar is, lai gisa, the other way. Adarabba, just the opposite. Chere kisa bas roi boy haseiba. I tell you, the last two cases we drink, that needs haseiba. Because that was the time we became free. In other words, on Pesach by night, really the night was divided in half. Up until Chatzos HaLaila, Klal Yisrael was still in Mitzrayim, still Avodim, still slaves. First, at Chatzos HaLaila, by Makas Pecheres, that's when they first went out free. After Chatzos HaLaila, they went out free. So it's the second part of the night that were Cheres. Therefore, the svara, the last two cases, that's like the second part of the night, those two need haseba. Because at that time we were not free. Mashenke and Shrei Kosti Kamoi. That we drink the first two cases, that's at the beginning of the night. Loiboy haseba. At that time we don't have to show a symbol of being free yet. The Akati Avodim Oyinu. Comma. Because we're still saying Avodim Oyinu. Like we're supposed to live through that night as if we mamash went out of Mitzrayim. So that night, Gufa, that half the night we were still in Mitzrayim, and the other half we went out free. That's really the kitzur. They say the Teres Tavodim Yino, the famous Kasha. We ask four questions, and where's the four tzrutzim? So really, they say it's one question. Manish Tana, how come this night we do two things? We do Zecheli Avdis, and we do Zecheli Cheretz. It's a stira. Either we should show we're free, or else we should show we're slaves. How come we do both? That's the four Kashas. No, we ask two on one side and two on the other side. And the Teres says that this night, the Pesach itself, Avodim Yino Parva Mitzrayim, up until Chatzos HaLaila, we were still slaves. That's why we do things to show slavery. Hashem took us out this night of Pesach by night. So after Chatzos, we do two things also to show we are free. But that's really the terror to the Dalai Kashas. The Dalai Kashas really is only one question. Why do we do two things this night? Avdus and Cheris. Now terror says, because two things happened this night. The first if we were Avod, and the second if we were Cheris. So that's the Svarah. The Svarah, the first two cases, do not need Haseibah. Because at that time, we were still slaves to Mitzrayim. It's only the second half of the life that we went out free. The second half should need a Haseibah. So the Chura, there are two ways to learn here. So what's the Maskana? The Maskana is like this. Hashta d'yit mahochi. V'yit mahochi, there's a Svarah this way and a Svarah that way. It's we do not know for sure what Rav Nachman meant to say. Rav Nachman said in memory that two of the four do need Haseibah, and two of the four do not need Haseibah. We are not sure which two yes, which two no. We have two svaras. One svara is the first to need, and one svara is the second to need. So since we are not sure, the Gemara says, "Edividi boy haseibah." That's our meaning, that all four curses need haseibah. Since we don't know which two yes, which two no, therefore we say all four, you have to do haseibah. Now the Ran asked the famous question here, Lechura, it's a soft, this inyan. Bechal dalad curses only midirabonim. Midirais is no chiyiv ta'ad dalad curses. And Befrat, this inyan of haseibah, zikhir only midirabonim, to lie down. So here it should be a sofik in the Rabbanon. So usually the klal is sofik the Rabbanon go lechumrah. And the other Gemara is saying sofik the Rabbanon go lechumrah. Of course, it's a bit shver. It's a sofik, which one needs that saber? So if you're sofik, you should go lechula and say you don't need that saber at all. So that's the Ran's famous teretz, that you can't say sofik lechula if you'll take away the whole mitzvah legamri. Sofik lechula means you have a mitzvah, you don't know which way to do it. Do it this way, do it lechula. But here, there is for sure a mitzvah to drink one of the two or the four pasaber. If you don't know which one, you can't say don't do it at all. Because that's bimavata the whole mitzvah. When you bimavata the whole thing, then you don't say sofik rabban lechula. So be'echach here, you for sure have to drink at least two pasaber. Now, since we don't know which two yes, which two no, therefore the klal, even in the rabbonins, there's a klal, you have to do the whole thing. This is Ramal Rafagad the Baal Makam Lord Afilu called Chosot Rabbon Lakula. Hocha Kivon, the Lav Milsit, if one teretz is, Hocha Kivon, the Lav Milsit, the Tirchi. It's not such a big bother, Avdin Laravcha the Milsim. It's not such a big bother to drink it lying down, so we drink all four of them lying down. That's his first teretz. Kach Pirsh was out. The Lee Nero, the Ran himself says, the Akokach Boy Lemevad Asaiba Bakulu. You have to do it. Dinez Lakula, as if here you go Lakula, my Neko Bahani, Tfemi Hani, you don't know which two not to and which two not to. Vineko Batavaya, or Mekri Mitzvah Asaiba Gamri. And if you be Meko both ways, you're taking away the whole mitzvah. So that we don't say. You can't say something to Rabban Lakula to take away your whole mitzvah. That you can't do. Therefore, the Locha is the Wata, we have to have a Saber on all four cases. And we'll soon talk about B'diyev, but if you don't drink, what you have to... If you didn't drink about Seib, we'll soon talk about it. We'll soon see. See, Tosis Mesupik. Tosis interesting. Tosis says here, Kula Nami Tzricha Seiba. Tosis says, V'chol Dalet Kosis Tzricha Seiba. That's the Maskana. All four Kosis have to be drunk. You have to drink it, leaning down. B'shashdiya, when you're drinking it. Not when you're making the bracha, but when you're drinking it. So Tosis V'tzorachia, Tosis Mesupik, Im Shokach Lo Hesif. Let's say you drank your case of wine and you forgot to lie down. In Yachta v'yishtish, you drink it over again or not? V'chein yim v'kosh shlishi. There's another. So what about the third case? In Hesiv, in shlishish lehesiv. When you drank the third case, you did not lie down. In Yachol asa lishtas basevim. Afagav de ben shlishi revi lo yishtah. Even though usually between the third and the fourth cup, you're not allowed to take another cup because it looks like you'd be meisiv on the dalakosis. But here, since you did not drink it by Seibam, Tosis Mesupik, you have to drink it over again or not. So Tosis has this for a Sufik. La Loch is brought down that if you don't drink by Seibam, Yikar Adin, you have to drink over again. You have to drink the Dalat Tosis over again. And what then, if you didn't eat the matzah by Seibam, we pass and you have to eat over the matzah again. That's Yikar Adin, not like Tosis Sufik. Tosis has a Sufik here, if you did not drink the Kais by Seibam, can you drink it over again? The Chura Tosis Sufik is the Brisker Rebbe's Masbun. That Chura Shalva is, what's this mitzvah HaSeiba? We're saying now, B'shash, you're drinking the wine, you have to drink it by Seiba. What way to learn is there are two separate mitzvahs here. There's one mitzvah Dalat Kosis. You have to drink a cup of wine, four kosis you have to drink Pesach by night. There's another mitzvah Lagamri, you have to eat whatever you do Pesach by night, Derech Eris. You have to show you like a melech. You have to act like you're a free person. A new mitzvah by itself, Derech Eris. When do we do the Derech Eris? True, B'shash, we drink the cup. But when we're drinking the Kais of Yain, we're doing two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is we're drinking Dalat Kaisis, and another mitzvah is Mitzvah Saseiba. So it comes out, if you drink the Kais, and you did not lie down, so the mitzvah is Dalat Kaisis, you were Mekayim. You drank the cup one, you were Mekayim the mitzvah. Can you drink it over again? No, because if you drink it over again, you're not doing another mitzvah. Ah, you didn't do the Mitzvah Saseiba, so you lost out. You didn't do the Mitzvah Saseiba. That's Tosis Sufik. That's the start to say you can't drink it over again. You don't gain anything. Because the mitzvah is, b'shash, you're doing the Dalat Kaisis, you have to drink them derech HaSeiba. But as a different mitzvah, it's Mitzvah HaSeiba. So if you drank it not lying down, you did the mitzvah Dalat Kaisis. Either Seiba you didn't do, you lost out, you don't have the chelik of the mitzvah. La loch, we pass cannot let that. We pass if you didn't drink it by Seiba, you're supposed to drink the Kaisis over again. So we hold that no, that it's one mitzvah. The Rabbonin's mitzvah of Dalat Kaisis, how do you do the mitzvah? Only like leaning down. If you don't lean down, you weren't makarim the mitzvahs at all. Therefore, the din is you're supposed to drink it over again, because you didn't do the mitzvah. Since the mitzvah is the Dalat Kaisis now should be done by Seiba. Who then the Achilas Matzah? The mitzvah is the mitzvah has to be done by Seiba. And if you didn't do it the right way with Seiba, it's not called you did the mitzvah altogether. That's why Alocha Mikra Adin, if you drank the Dalat Kaisis without Seiba, you're supposed to drink it over again. However, Lamaisa, most times we don't drink it over again. Because there is Bizman Azer, there's the Rav Yeshita to be Seimecha and B'dievet that holds Bizman Azer, we don't need HaSeiba. That's usually why Noshim today don't eat Paseiba, they're potter. Even though Mikra Din and Isha is Mechuyiv in Paseiba, but today Noshim don't eat Paseiba. Because the Samech and the Rav Yeshita knows that since Bizman is there, we never eat Paseiba, that's not called Derech Eretz. That's the Rav Yeshita. So even though we are Metchila supposed to drink the cups, we don't hold like that, for a man at least, we're supposed to eat the matzah at least lying down on your left side. And no one didn't drink the kaisis. But for the Eved, if you drank the kais and you didn't drink it lying down, you could be samech on the Rav Yeshita. Because there's a little problem involved. Because on the side you already yitzah, if you want to drink another kais, it depends if you have to make another bracha bar pri agofen or not. Now the Mishmur wants to say, b'frat l'moshel us, by the beginning of the say, the Pesach b'night, we start off, we make chiddush, we make a bar pri agofen. Now usually nobody has in mind to drink any more wine until he drinks the second kais. Usually we just say that God to them, we don't drink any wine in between. And when we take the second kais, we make another bracha bar pri agofen. Now the question is, when you made your chiddush on the first kais, you made the bar pri agofen, did you have in mind to drink more wine? So you want to say a smart portion, no, you didn't have in das in your mind to drink more wine. So if we're going to tell you have to drink another kais, you're going to have to make another bracha. If you're going to have to make another bracha, that's the reason why after the third kais, you're not allowed to drink more wine. Because if you drink more wine with another bracha, it looks like you'd be most of on a dollar kaises. It looks like you're taking five kaises, and that you're not supposed to do. So therefore, if you would drink your first kais without lying down, if we'd say you're not yoytzeh of the mitzvah, so for fallen, you have to drink it over again, and you have to make a bracha. But since b'di'evd we have the Rav Yeshita to be Seimachon that says that we're mekayim the mitzvah of the zman is there without a seiba, so therefore he says if you drank the kais without lying down and you finished off the whole kais, there's no more wine left, you shouldn't drink it over again. Because if you drink it over again, you'll have to make another bracha. By making another bracha, it looks like you'd be meisav al kaises. And since you could be Seimachon the Rav Yeshita, therefore the meisav we don't drink over the first kais. The second kais, however, then for sure you would drink over again. You could drink over again. Because the second kais, that's the kais we make the bar pri agofen right before the suda. Now people usually have in mind then that they want to drink some wine throughout the meal. So when they made the bar pri agofen then, they had in mind any more wine we want to drink should also be included in this bracha. So let's say you drank the second kais, you didn't lie down. And then you remembered afterwards. So then there wouldn't be a problem. Just fill up the cup again and drink it again, Baseba. You wouldn't have to make another bracha. Since you wouldn't have to make another bracha, it's not mirror like it's being meis of alakaisis, then that's what you should do. But the maskon here is, akoponim, mikra din, all four kaises do need a seiba. And mikra din, we hold not like tais, the suffix. We hold that you should have to drink over the kais again. Just the fact, the yevu was samech on the Rav Yeshita. We negate the matzah though. If you didn't eat the first kazayas matzah, if you remember many times throughout the Sudan, you should eat at least one kazayas lying down on the left side. Because that's not, there you not be meisav on anything. You're right. So Mara, Ibar said, Prakton loy shemei aseiba. Lying down on your back with your face up, that's not called aseiba. You're not yoytzeh mitzvah aseiba then. Trashi b'rashpam, Prakton ponav kapi malo v'sheichav al churav. You're lying on your back and eat that way, that's not derech aseiba. Hasebas yamin loy shemei aseiba. If you lie on your right side, also it's not called mitzvah aseiba. So Rashbam, Sibas Yemin loy shemei aseiba. Shreb yaminoi hu tzorach lechol. One story is because you need your right hand to eat with. So if you're lying down on your right side, that's not a good way of eating. Of course, you need your right hand. Therefore, you're supposed to lie down on your left side. For lo yoyd, another svar is, Elishema yaktim kona leveshit. We're afraid maybe the food will go down the kona, will go into the windpipe, instead of going down the food pipe. If you eat on your right side, we're afraid maybe the food will go down the wrong pipe. So there's two ways to learn. The Rashi learns here, Rashbam brings down, Shema yaktim apraktim koi. It's going on if you eat lying down on your back. Shema tech shetzavara shaykh lachurav, point of koi vasoisim. This is the way I think Rashi also learns like that. That if you lie down on your back, then we're afraid the food will go down the wrong pipe. So the Rashbam, because she doesn't like this pshat, Amai loy somcho lahai, loy asibas yamin. Why doesn't the Gemara say this time right away, if the prakton, why does the way to say if the yamin? So therefore Rashbam learns, this is another svar why you should not lie down on your right side. Because if you lie down on your right side, the food pipe is on the right side, the veshit is on the right side, the windpipe is on the left side. Now if you lie down to your right, the cover that's covering up the windpipe may open up a little bit. If it opens up a little bit, then we're afraid the food will go down the windpipe. So therefore you shouldn't lie on your right side while you're eating, because maybe the food will go down the windpipe. So that's not called derech haseiba then. So what is called derech haseiba? Lying on your left side it has to be. If you eat that way, lying on your right side, we're afraid you may choke. That's not called derech haseiba. Mara says, Isha Eitzel Baila Loiboy Haseba. A lady, a wife, when she's eating near her husband, she does not need Haseba. So Shbam says, why? Mifnei Amos Baila, because she's afraid of her husband. Ukfufula, she has to listen to her husband. Umaforas Beshultas Ravachoy, another Peshat, and Shultas Ravachoy says, Lav Darke de Noshe Lemizgut. It's not a derech for Stam Noshim to lie down when they eat. Because since it's not a derech for them, we're not mechayev them to lie down. This is a little bit like the Rav Yeshita that wants to say Bizman Azeh, nobody really has to lie down. Because since Bizman Azeh, nobody eats that way, it's not called Derech HaSeba. By Kol Ponim, by men, we don't hold like that. We hold the man is mechuyiv to eat Paseba, even Bizman Azeh. But the Mora says, V'yemisha chashuvi, tzri chaseba. If the Isha is a chashuva, prestige Isha, so then her husband doesn't mind if she eats lying down. Vice is eating lying down, Tarim and Gemara was a prestige way of eating. So Svar is an Isha, she's like Kofuf, she's afraid of a husband, she's not so Chashiv, she wouldn't eat that way. But if she's a Chashiv lady, she also wants to eat in a prestige way. So therefore she has a Chiyav Tit Paseba. So Allah, we pass, even though Bizman is there, they say all Noshim are Chashuvis, but I call upon the meaning is that they do not eat Paseba because they're Samech on the Rav Yeshita. But Mikra Radin, the Al-Khur and Isha would be Mechuyav in Haseba, if she's an Isha Chashuva. Ben Eitzelov, what about a son that's eating next near his father? Boy Yaseba. He still needs Haseba. So through Rashi, the Rashbam, he's not so bowed down to his father. Like his father likes his son, they get along, they're easy. It's okay if the son lies down in front of his father. Eboilihu, Talmud Eitz Rabbi Mai. What's going to be the locha by a Talmud if by his Rebbe? As by a Rebbe is in your Amos Rabbi, you have to be afraid of your Rebbe. Is a chiyuv to lie down or not? Eat Haseba. Toshma, Amar Abaya. Kiavinim Beimar, when we used to be by our Rebbe's house, by Rabbi's house, Zaginon our Birke Dadodi. We used to like to lie down on one other person's birke, his other lap. I used to, like, each one used to lie down on the next one's lap. So you see, they used to lie down. And Kiasina Levei Rav Yosef, when we came in front of Rav Yosef, Omalon, Rav Yosef told us, Leitzri Chusei, no, you should know, a Talmud, when he's eating by his Rebbe, does not need Haseba. You don't have to have Haseba in front of your Rebbe. Why? Meir Rabcha Kemara Shemayim. You're supposed to be afraid of your Rebbe, of Yiras, like you have Yira of Shemayim. So if we're in front of your Rebbe, you do not have to have Haseba. So Shbam says, Havi Zaginan Abirkid Adodi. Each one to be Mekayim Mitzvah Haseba used to lie down on his friend's Abirkayim on his friend's lap, knees. And Kiyasin Levei Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Molach Mekayim with Rabbi Yosef. First, Rabbi was like the Rosh Shiva, and then Rabbi Yosef. So in later years, we went in front of Rabbi Yosef, he said Rabbi Yosef Paskin that a Talmud does not need Haseba in front of his Rebbe. Moirish Kamara Shemayim, Tichiv as Hashem Lekecha Tira. The Rabbi is the Minich HaChomim. Yehish from Rabbi Rabbi Shemayim. But the Mameisvei Avakasha, it says a Brice, the Makir Lord the Mesev. A person has to have a Seib in front of anybody. V'yafilu Talmud Eitz Rabba, even if a Talmud is eating next to his Rebbe, still he has to have a Seib. So the Kasha and Rabbi Yosef, and the Gemara, Kitanya hi, Beshua Denagri. That's not talking about a Rebbe that teaches you Torah. That's talking about a teacher that's teaching you how to be a carpenter. So that's also called the Talmud to a Rebbe. Like if you're teaching a Talmud how to be a carpenter, so he also has to listen to you, but there he's not so kofif to you. So Rashi Rashbam Meshula did not agree. Talmidei Shom Nagir Shom Lamda Yumnis. We have a teacher teaching you how to be a carpenter. So there's no inyan of Yira Shemayim over there. Therefore, you mechuyev have to have Haseba. Iboilihu Shamish Mai. What about a Shamish? A person that's a waiter, does he have to have Haseba or not? So the Sofik is also the waiter. What's his job there? He's kofuf. He has to listen to the master. The master tells him what to do, how to serve. So since he's like an Eved there, maybe he's not Mechuyev in Haseba. Tosh Shema, come and bring your Raya. The Yom Yeshua Ben Levi. Ha Shamish Ocho Kezayas Matzah. When the Shamish, even when the waiter, on Pesach of a night, when he's Mechuyev, he's talking about that, he's a Yid. He's Mechuyev in Mitzvah Sosu, he also has to eat the Matzah. So when he comes and eats the Matzah, Pesach of a night, Kishu Mesev. When he, Ocho Kezayas Matzah, Kishu Mesev Yotzah. If he eats it when he's lying down, then he's Yotzah's Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's a diyuk, meisavin. He's only mekayim the mitzvah if he eats the matzah lying down, leaning on his left side. Loy meisav loy. But if he's not leaning down on his left side when he eats the matzah, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. Shema mina boy yaseba shema mina. There it's a clear raya that even a shamish, a person that's a waiter, Pesach night, he also has to eat his matzah dafka baseba. Now this is a clear raya to those shittas we show them that learn that if you do not do the mitzvah saseba, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But here it says clearly, it says the Shamish. It says, if he eats the matzah lying down, yotza. And Mark makes a diyuk, Eloi meisiv lay. But if he does not lie down when he eats it, he's not makayim the mitzvah. So the Chikhlo, the Gemara makes us diyuk that we hold the mitzvah saseva is makayim the mitzvah. If you eat the matzah not paseva, you won't be makayim the mitzvah. That's why we said, Lalacha, we hold that if you eat the matzah without a seba, you should eat the matzah over again. Or at least one kezayis throughout the meal should be eaten b'haseba. First says here, if they rabbi ain't tzorach haseba, nira de oviv u rabbi nami ain't tzorach. So you should do is, let's say you have a father, and your father's a Rebbe, so according to Rabbi Yosef, you would not have to have a seba either. Why? Because it's not worse than a Rebbe. Your Rebbe, you don't have to have a Seba. Who then, if your father is also your Rebbe, you do not have to have a Seba. This is Tosfos Shita. So according to Tosfos, you're going to have to say that a son has a bigger chi of Yira in front of his Rebbe than he has in front of his father. Because Tamuzla, your father, we say there is a chi of Tava Seba in front of. Just in front of your Rebbe, you do not have to have it. Other Rishonim were not like that. Other Rishonim learned that Avada for a father also, a son has to have Yira and covered for. So what's the chiddush of the Gemara? Why does the Gemara say in front of your father, a son does have to have a seba, he does have to eat lying down, and in front of your Rebbe you don't have to? So some Rishonim, the pshat is that stam your father is moichel, that's the pshat. Avada stam is a son has to have Yira for his father also, and it wouldn't be nice to eat lying down in front of your father. There's a svara though, your father for sure is moichel, you. Mashenke, and your Rebbe is not for sure, he's Mechel, not for sure, he gives you permission to eat that way. Halach and Eknami, if your Rebbe does give you permission, then you're allowed to have a Seder also in front of your Rebbe. So, Nafkumin will be what Taisa says. According to this Pshat, let's say your father is your Rebbe. So, according to these Rishonim's Pshat, you'll still be Mechel to have a Seder. But even though your father is your Rebbe, but as a Svara, a father is always Mechel, a father always gives permission for his son to eat by a Seder in front of him. So even though your father is your Rebbe, even though in front of a Rebbe, you can't have a Seba, that's because Tam a Rebbe maybe doesn't give you permission. But the Svar is in front of your father, for sure he's Meichel. So being an Alach is not like Trace. Alach is that in front of your father, even if it's your Rebbe, you have a Chi of Tit Seba. Because the father for sure is Meichel HaKvaydoim, he left his son Tit Seba. Upon your Rebbe, it depends if your Rebbe is Meichel or not. So usually today your Rebbe is Meichel, if you have eaten in front of your Rebbe, the Chura, it depends if he's Meichel, yes? And if he's not Meichel, you won't have a Chi. Right. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim Chayavis Barba Kaisas Halolu. Anisha Leil Pesach, she's also Mechuyev to drink the Dalai Kaisas. Even though Luchur is a Mitzvah Seishas Mandrama, which usually Noshim Apotter on a Mitzvah Seishas Mandrama, still here the Mechuyev. Why? The Gemara says, Anu Svaram, Shaaf Hein Hoyub Yaisa Nais. They were also part of the Nais of Yisias Mishraim. So first Tosfos speaks out, V'ilav ha'itam, without this tam, lo yhoyu chayovim, anisha would be potter. Mishum denoshim, tours of mitzvah seshes aman gromom. Af agav the yabakos drabonin, kien deraisa tikkun. That's why he's asking, L'chur, we only know that cloud by mitzvah deraisa. The Torah part is anisha, if it's a man gromom. But maybe by mitzvah drabonin, no. So you have raya from now, gemara, even on mitzvah drabonin. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah seshes aman gromom, noshim would have been potter. Only here by Dalai Kaisis, and we'll soon see by Mikra Megillah also we have that svara, and by Chanukah we have the same svara, Shafen Hoya Baisanes. Since they were part of the Nais, the Rabbanan included them in the mitzvah also. But if not for this new svara, they would have been potter. Let's see the place next place. Hoya Baisanes. Pirish Rashbam, Shayodem Nigalu. What does it mean that an Isha was part of the Nais? It means because of them, the miracle happened. V'chein b'Megillah, the same thing happened by Megillah, by Esther. Because of Esther, the Nais happened. By Chanukah also, the Svar of Himoiz V'Nais means that the Nais took place because of the Noshim. What was by Yitzias Mitzrayim? So Rashbam brings down, the Medrash says, first Rashbam, the Amin HaMasechta is a Moran Sukkah, a Moran Soita. V'Yitzchan Noshim Tzidkoniyis, Shoya B'Yoisi Ador Nigalu. The reason why Klai Yisrael was Zeichet to have Yitzias Mitzrayim was because the Noshim. There were Noshim Tzadek, Tzidkoniyis there. Because of them, there was Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that's the svaria. Afenoi Baisanes means because of them they took place in the because of them we had the miracles. So here's the kasha b'kasha. The yaf mash b'shem and nikud. The lashon af doesn't mean they're the yikur. Just means they're also included. The yodi b'shami gagoris shafen hoya baisa sofik. They were in the sofik in the doubt. Mashra baisa sakona tlahash melar glavi. That's the pshat. Since they were in this doubt that we wouldn't have been taken out of Mitzrayim, the Noshim also were in slavery in Mitzrayim. They were also B'Toich Tishibud. That's why they had the Inyan of Dalai Kaisis. And the same thing by Chanukah, and the same thing by Purim also. That if they wouldn't, if we wouldn't have the Nes, they also were in the same Sakon to be killed out. So that's the Pshat. Shafei Noyi Bais Nes means the Nes, the miracle,